أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Allah تبارك وتعالى had inflicted his curse by saying ويل للمطففين, that those who curtail, those who give in short measures, short weight to anything, the rights of others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about their destruction. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, no indeed, inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin, certainly the book of the sinners will be in sijjin. Wama adaraka ma sijjin, and what he is going to explain to you, what is sijjin? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a particular book of the sinners, and later in the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the book of the abrar, the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the book of the sinners will be in sijjin. And what is the sijjin? In the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find an explanation of sijjin. First, this word sijjin comes from the word sijn in Arabic, like how we often hear the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this dunya, ad-dunya, sijnul mu'min, this dunya is a prison for the believers. So it is a constrained place, a very narrow place, a straitened place, a place that is restricted. And in the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the sijin as being in the lowest of the seven earths or below that. So here we understand from its locality, its geographical locality, that beneath the seven earths, or in the seventh earth itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has located the sijin. What is this kitab that is of importance to us? Some of the commentators, in view of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has expressed that our book of deeds, all of us, that we will generally term in our Urdu, Farsi, the Nama-e Amal, the records of deeds. Our record of deeds, each one of us have an individual one, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the angels to take the book of deeds of the fujjar, of the sinners, and then their book of records is then entered into a larger book, into a larger register, and this register will contain then all the ill deeds of all the wrongdoers and all the sinners. Then we find some of the commentators even going further to explain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this register, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters the names of all the people that are going to go into the fire of Jahannam. Now their lives have come to an end, their books of deeds have closed, their deeds have been entered, and hence thereafter their names are now entered into this register of those that will go into the fire of Jahannam. With regards to sijjin, we also find in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the ruh, the souls of those people who were sinners and transgressors, disbelievers, their souls will also be kept in this place that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has referred to sijjin. Kitabun marqum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a kitab, a book or a record, marqum, that has been written out, that has been recorded. In other words, now it is sealed. There is nothing more that can be recorded. So this kitab of the fujjar, when it has been entered into, when it has been recorded, nobody else can enter anything more. The book of deeds of an individual, when that book of deeds close, Now nobody can write any more deeds for that person. Isal al-Sawab will be something else, where people will transfer their rewards, etc. Or Sadaqah Jariyah, perpetual sawab and perpetual reward of an individual, that will be different. But now no tasbih can be entered into that book. No takbir, no Allahu Akbar, no Subhanallah can be entered in the book. Kitabun Marqum, the book has been recorded, and now it has been written down, and all of it has been seized. Wailun yawma idhin lil mukadhibin. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, destruction on that day for the mukadhibin, for those who had denied. What they denied? Alladhina yukadhibuna biyawmi ad-din. Those who denied the day of deen, the day of judgment, the day of recompense, that is the real day where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the rewards and the real and true rewards. Before that day, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Allah ta'ala gives us in this world also the fruits of our good deeds. Allah gives barakah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ways, Allah rewards a person with a good life. However, the real and true reward is there in the hereafter. Again, for our ill deeds, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish us, but that punishment is a very faint model of the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. The real and true recompense is on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ. And none has denied the day of Qiyamah. None has belied the day of Qiyamah, except every mu'tad, every transgressor, athim, who is a sinner. A person transgresses the laws of Allah, a person breaks the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is audacious, and that person then will deny the day of Qiyamah. When a person is righteous, a person continues to fulfill the commandments of Allah, a person tries to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, such a person generally will not deny the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. The one reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a living reminder all the time, and that is the Quran Sharif. When our verses are recited upon them, that is the Quran Sharif. Qala asatirul awwalin. They say that it is the tales of the ancient, the tales of the past, the people that had come before. That this kitab doesn't have any realities. This kitab has been a copy of the kitabs, of the books that had come before, of the people that had come before. They spoke some stories, and those stories now are recorded in this Quran. In other words, they are, in our language, in our term, they are fairy tales. There is no reality to it. And that is how they denied this Quran. They denied this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You and I, as we sit here, we read and we see on how many occasions Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of the final destination, that is our meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many times does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not remind us about those who denied the day of Qiyamah and the reasons why they had denied the day of Qiyamah? Isn't this kitab a book of reality? Isn't this kitab giving us a true direction in our lives? Isn't this kitab telling us that is the real objective of our lives, to now stand up in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, hope for His mercy, and then get that final success, and that is of Jannatul Na'im. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.